said to the Jews who had believed in him, "If you continue in my word, you are truly my disciples, and you will know the truth, and the truth will make you free." They answered him, "We are descendants of Abraham and have never been slaves to anyone. What do you mean by saying you will be made free?" Jesus answered them, "Very truly I tell you, everyone who commits sin is a slave to sin. The slave does not have a permanent place in the household. The son has a place there forever. So if the son makes you free, you will be free indeed." The Gospel of the Lord. Grace to you and peace, brothers and sisters, siblings in Christ, from God the Father and from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. A thousand years before Jesus, there was no CNN, Fox News, ABC, NBC, CBS, Reuters, and others. A thousand years before Jesus, gunpowder had not yet been invented. Certainly not AR-15s. But a thousand years before Jesus, the psalmist was already writing about nations raging and kingdoms shaking. And the psalmist writes, "God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble," and says it over and over again in Psalm 46. If you leave with no other words today, remember these and let them be carved on your heart. God is our refuge and strength, the very present help in trouble. Today is Reformation Sunday. That Sunday that Lutherans have perplexed Hallmark for 500 years. 501 this year. Reformation Sunday, we all know, or maybe most of us know, was that day that Luther posted his 95 theses on the door to Wittenberg. And really, it wasn't so much nailing up an argument as it was posting it on a public bulletin board for conversation, for academic argument. But he started something. That was in 1517. Do you know what happened in between 1508 and 1512? The complete renovation of the Sistine Chapel. Do you know the names Michelangelo, Raphael, Da Vinci? They were all working on the chapel between 1508 and 1512. And you know who was paying for the chapel renovations? The poor people. Reformation Day is so close to All Saints Day, literally just one day apart, because the church used All Saints Day as a way to scare people into worrying about their loved ones' souls. you just pay a little bit more, they might get out of purgatory faster. That was creepier than anything you'll ever see on Halloween. The church scaring poor people with hell because they wanted money to renovate their fabulous chapel. And Luther said, enough. It was a protest. He didn't want to leave the church, but he wanted to make it better, stronger, and more Christ-like. And that, dear friends in Christ, is our task every day. Every day. When we hear someone put down the poor and the oppressed, it's our job to protest. But why? Because Jesus came to set us free. Free from bondage to sin, free from bondage to fear, free to live to serve God and neighbor. What are the two great commandments? Jesus' marching call, love God, love neighbor. But 1,000 years before Jesus and 2,000 years after, sometimes the church forgets. And we gather on Sunday mornings to remind each other. We don't stand with earthly powers of any sort. God is our refuge and strength. A very present help in trouble. Our Jewish brothers and sisters are reciting the same psalm. It was only 3 weeks ago, only three, that we had a rabbi and an imam and a Protestant pastor, not from our denomination, standing in this pulpit, proclaiming that love is the answer. That was the message of Jesus. And that is the message of all three of those religions. We call them the Abrahamic religions because they all started with Abraham, Genesis. Love God, love neighbor. The prophet Jeremiah writes, "The days are surely coming, says the Lord, when I will make a new covenant with the house of Israel and the house of Judah. The days are surely coming when I will make a new covenant." And what is it that I say every Sunday when I lift up the wine? This cup is the new covenant in my blood, shed for you and for all people for the forgiveness of sin. The new covenant has come to pass, is past, present, and ever shall be in Christ Jesus, who calls himself the truth. His truth was just about as popular with the church of his day as Martin Luther's truth. Luther had to go into hiding. He was running for his life because he preached grace. And I know my flock well enough to know you think that's crazy. Grace is what Jesus is all about. But not everybody out there gets that. And so it is our task to own it. You are a child of God, beloved of the eternal. You are signed, sealed, and delivered in baptism, marked with the cross of Christ forever. You have God's mighty fortress of love and grace to protect you. And to empower you to go out in a world that does not trust in God, that trusts in the powers of this world. The psalmist writes, these things are going to crumble. Behold the one who makes war to cease in all the world, who breaks the bow and shatters the spear and burns the shields with fire. Be still then and know that I am God. The Lord of hosts is with us. The God of Jacob is our stronghold. There will be a vigil tomorrow night on the courthouse lawn to pray for the victims of Temple Tree of Life that lost their lives in Pittsburgh yesterday. And we will be praying for peace everywhere. God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble. The peace of God that passes all understanding, wrap you up in an awareness that God is bigger than all of this. Amen.